Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome tonight on the call. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise and praise and praise Him. Praise and praise Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go tonight, let's just pray and let's invite the Holy Spirit. Let's invite the Holy Spirit into this place tonight. Empty yourself. I have to empty myself. I have to empty myself. And I have to invite the Holy Spirit in. That way, the Holy Spirit can come in and the Holy Spirit can take care of what needs to be taken care of. Because you see, man is not capable. Man is not capable. See, man's sin, and we fall short. We fall short. We know nothing. You know nothing, I know nothing, but the Holy Spirit knows all things. So tonight we come and we just saturate ourselves and just ask Him just to wash us and cleanse us and just to use us to minister to each and every one. You minister to me, I minister to you. Iron sharpened iron. So tonight, Lord, I come and I repent before you, Lord. I ask you to wash me, Lord. Let us just go before Him tonight and let us just ask Him to wash us and cleanse us. You see, flesh cannot go into the presence of God. I don't believe that. The Word of God declared that if we worship Him, we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I don't know. I just felt this thing on the side of my mouth tonight. I don't know what that is, but hey, whatever it is, hey, worship Him in spirit and in truth. So tonight we come, Lord, we come and we just want to be in your presence. We just want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. I want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. I want you to lead me and to guide me. I want you now to take me into the supernatural right now. I don't want to be in the natural, Lord. I want to come into the heavens right now, Lord. And I want to be at your feet, Lord God. Take me now, Holy Father. Cleanse me, Father, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Ask God to wash us. Ask Him to wash you. Ask Him to cleanse you. Ask Him to clean you out. You see, we can't do nothing by ourselves. We need Him now. I need Him. You need Him. What I'm going to say, there's a war in the spirit. And we have to know how to war. We have to know how to pray. We have to know how to intercede. We cannot have prayers like before. Our prayers now have to be strategic. Understand what I'm saying tonight. We cannot have mediocre prayers anymore. We cannot have prayers anymore in the flesh. We have to have prayers now in the spirit of the living God. When we pray, and I'm not talking about speaking in tongues, I'm talking about getting into the presence of the Holy Spirit of the living God and let the Spirit of God lead you, let Him guide you, let Him show you things to come. Because what's going on right now, it cannot be a fleshly thing. So when every time we get up, we have to welcome the Holy Spirit. When we go to bed, we have to say good night to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit have to be our communicator. We have to get our information from the Holy Spirit. We cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. You see, because we are a spirit first. Then we have a soul, and my God, we are living in a body. So in order for us to get spiritual information, we have to communicate with the Holy Spirit. And because he knows all things, he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all things. He's going to show you things to come. You cannot rely on your own intellect. You have to become a spiritual person because you are a spirit first. Lead me, Almighty God. Open up the door. You got to talk to him. You can't trust man today. You cannot. I'm not trying to be rude and get out of my place, and I'm not taking anybody down, but I'm just trying to get an understanding. Let us get an understanding. Let us know into our knowing that we don't know nothing, but he knows all things. And in order for us to know something, we have to go to the person that know the all things. And that is the Holy Spirit. So we have to cry out and say, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and lead me and guide me. I need for you to show me if I'm going to do something, Lord. I need for you to speak to me and let me know what I'm doing, if it's right or wrong. I need to hear from you. So when we come together tonight, or when we meet on Thursday on a different spectrum, on a different level of prayer, tonight is a prayer for the family, or a prayer for, I would say, not for the nation, but for us on a whole. You see what I'm saying? There are different types of prayer. Tonight is a prayer of intercession, where we're going to intercede for our generation. Tonight we're going to pray based on what we're going to be fasting on a Wednesday. We are going to pray. Yesterday morning I got up, and the Spirit of God said to me, Jehovah Gibba. And I'm like, wow, Jehovah Gibba, that is my strength. That is my mighty warrior. And if I speak it in the spirit right now, and if I have, based on the word of God, if you read it in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, I think it's 12. If there's no interpretation, you know what I'm doing? I am building up myself. I'm building up myself. I'm building up myself. So that is a power gift right here that I use to communicate with my daddy. I need strength, Lord. I need vigor and vitality, Lord God Almighty. So then I go and I intercede and I let the Holy Spirit come and pray through me for me. You got to get this. You got to understand this, that there are different types of prayer. And right now, we have to pray in the supernatural, a supernatural type of prayer. I remember way back when I'm ministering in healing or in the prophetic, and the Father God, even when I'm doing evangelism, he said to me, it's what he would say to me, prophetic evangelism. Everything that I do, he would put the word prophetic in the front. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know they have a prophetic evangelism way back then. And I started saying, while we're over there in Manchester and I'm ministering, most of the people that's online are the ones that's going to listen tomorrow. They'll let you know if you talk to them. That's all I ever talk about is the prophetic, because I am a woman that God called to move in the supernatural. Everybody have different gifts, and we all in the body of Christ, like we talked about last time, we enhance each other. We are a house, and we come together collectively, building in this house, which is a building, and we are the temple, the building staff of the Holy Spirit. How are we going to communicate with the Holy Spirit? He is not a man that he should lie. He is a spirit first. So if I want to get information, I gotta go to the Holy Spirit. He said when he leaves, he's gonna show me things to come. He said, pray, and I will send you a comforter. So tonight we need Jehovah Gibbah, which is our mighty warrior, I would say. The one that gives us strength, I would say. Shayananani. All right. Okay. All right. Let me see. I have all these books. Let me see something here. If I do have Jehovah Gibbah in here, because I have a lot of books here with the books, the names, and I haven't seen that, but it's here. Let me see, because I put fasting together. Okay. Let me go into something. Oh, Mahishimikite. Lord God Almighty, have strength. Give us strength in our weaknesses. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break and we bind every onslaught of the enemy. We come against every foul spirit that's not of God. And we break and rebind. And we say, Satan, you have no power. You have no power. Here we go. Jehovah Gibbah, you are the Lord and you are mighty. You reign forever and ever. Amen. That is what we are going to pray on Wednesday. That's what we're going to be fasting about. And I say, Jehovah Gibbah, roar. ROAR, roar like a lion. Lead us now into battle. And do you know the battle that he's going to lead us in? We have already won that battle. Hey, I missed you, Marsha. Where you been, girl? You know, he already won that battle. We talked about that already last week in Colossians 2:15. He won that battle for us. We are bold, courageous, strong, and mighty in the Lord God. Jehovah Gibbah is our strength. Jehovah Gibbah is the mighty warrior. Jehovah Gibbah already fight for us. We are Lord God Almighty. All we have to do is to show up and declare that Jehovah Gibbah reigns in the heavens and in the earth. You have to understand. The First Peter 2:9. I believe it's First Peter 2:9. You gotta go look for it yourself. If I quote the scripture, and if it's not right, check it out. Go look it up. Go look it up, man. Say you're a royal priesthood. I think we talk about that on Thursday. You're an ambassador for the king. You're moving strategically in the earth realm, and you are in control of all of that's in the hand of God. We decree that Jehovah Gibbah is our strength. He's our mighty warrior. He's our leader. He's our God. My Korea. Remember, we go into our belly and we push it like when we go into the hospital. Mamas, you understand. Mamas, you understand. If you have a baby and when you go into the hospital to give birth to that baby, you push it out. You push it out. And he got to come through the birth canal. It's the same concept. You push. You push. You know why you push? You come and you stand like a warrior. And you have the armor of God upon you, like we talk about. Look, man, we're just going over what we talk about. You have the armor of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You go to Ephesians 6 and look at the devil ain't no match. You got to know the word of God for yourself. If it's even one scripture, hold on to it. You need healing? Hold on to Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. You need deliverance? Go find some deliverance scripture. I don't know them all to speak them out of my mouth. Go find them. Get acquainted with the word of God. The word of God is powerful. Glory to God. The word of God is life. It is dunamis. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God, when it release, oh, it activates. The The words that Jesus speak according to John, he said, "There is spirit, glory to God, and they bring forth life." There's life in the word of God. So you want life? Oh, glory to God. Proverbs 18, 21. What's one of my favorite scriptures? Proverbs 18, 21. Death and life is in the power of my tongue. Decreed over your life, hallelujah. Say, body be healed. Pocketbook, finances come forth. Run after me, be a chariot. You got to speak yourself happy. Oh my God. I remember my daddy that I used to work with, Morris Sorella. He would say, "This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost." So we got to build ourselves up in Him, in Jesus Christ. Look, talking about Jehovah Gibeah, that's what he told me. He said, "Jehovah Gibeah." So I jump up and I went and I'm like, whoa, because I was in my bed. And when I look, it says Gibeah, the Lord God Almighty. Do you need somebody mighty in your life? Do you need a mighty warrior in your life? Do you need somebody to fight for you in your life? The battle is already won. Jesus took down the enemy. Jesus make a show of the enemy openly. Glory to God, we won the battle. We don't have to fight. We could go stand up and we could declare war in the enemy's war. We can set every mountain be removed and be cast into the sea. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we exalt your holy name. Father, in you we move and we have our being. There is no other God beside you. My God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father God, you declare that you, Almighty God, will raise up a standard. I stand with the armor of God and I say, back up, enemy. Back up, Satan. I walk in the breast. Plate of righteousness, glory to God. I have right standing with my king. I may not look right, I may not act right, but I know my God reign, Jehovah Gibeah is my strength. He is my Yokota, my warrior. Going to battle. And I'm going to battle arm. I'm going to battle harm. I'm going to battle armed and dangerous. Why? I move with the blessed plate of truth. I don't lie. And if I do lie, I say, Father God, I repent. Father God, wash me. Father God, clean me. I'm sorry, God. Please forgive me. Yes. Repent quickly. I got my element of salvation. God, teach me how to go forth, Lord God Almighty. Teach me, Lord Jesus, how to preach the gospel. Teach me, oh Lord Jesus, how to be going out. And when I see somebody, Lord God, I know how to say, "Are you saved?" No, you're not. I know the scriptures, Romans 10, 9 and 10, lead them nicely to the Lord. Find a Bible believing church. And if they don't have a Bible believing church, I said, guess what? You can call me. I'm your mama. I could talk to you. I could give you some information. I could give you instructions. Why? Because I have been called to the nations. Yes, you gotta know what you have been called to do. And you gotta get it done. You gotta get it done. Iron sharpeneth iron. Shield of faith. The shield of faith, glory to God. I need the shield of faith, Almighty God. I need the shield of faith, oh God. I need to be strong in the word of God. Father God, take me to the scriptures that talk about faith. Hebrews 11 And how does faith come, Lord? Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So then I go over to Romans 10:17. I got to at least know one scripture, Lord God Almighty. Romans 10:17. Now faith, Lord God, come by hearing. If my eyesight, if my ear gates is messed up, open up my ear gates, oh God, that I may be able to hear, Lord. If I can't understand, God, I lay my hands on my head and I believe, according to Mark 11:23, that if I speak to my head is going to be healed. That means when you talk to me through my spirit, it should be able to leave my heart and go up into my head. Hey, my baby Keisha, what's you doing? How you doing, my baby? My daughter, baby girl, I miss you. Mommy love you. Mommy love you. And help is on the way. Amen. We need peace. You need peace. You need peace. You want to have some peace? Turn over and talk to the Prince of Peace. What did I see just now? A break and a bind, the spirit of confusion. I break and I bind the spirit of confusion. I take confusion down in the name of Jesus and I release the spirit of Esther. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Bakito Shotoy. We need favor.
Yes.
We need favor.
Yes. Amen. 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Release the spirit of favor tonight. Whoever listening on the recording, favor in the east, hallelujah. Favor in the west, in the north, and in the south. The spirit of favor now. One, two, three. Favor in Jesus' name. Let the fire of favor comes in. Let the fire of favor comes in. I release that fire. There it goes. There it goes. Favor. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly and take favor. Let the favor comes into your belly and let it comes all the way up and let it comes out through your mouth. Yes, Lord, and also goes into the eyesight. Favor in the east, the west, the north, and the south. Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you for favor. Sonia, find a scripture with favor. Find a scripture with favor, Sonia, and put it up there. I want a powerful, supernatural scripture with favor. Anything to do with favor, God Almighty. And then we rock back with our favor over on Jehovah Nissi. Hey, Lord God, look, these things are coming to me tonight by the Holy Spirit. I am ministering by the Spirit of the Living God, and I'm touching some core things that are going on in your life. Kenesha, listen to this. Listen to this. Favor. With Jehovah Nisi. Favor with Jehovah Nisi. Favor with the victory of God. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to I see a floodgate of victory coming in the horizon, and I see it landing at your door. You had to come on tonight, Keisha. You had to. The Spirit of God told you to come on. You had something else to do, but he said, I want you to go on. He is ministering to your belly. I can't say it's a girl in that belly. I don't know. I'm not gonna get too caught up. But you bring it, you're carrying favor. I don't know what I'm saying, and I don't want to understand what I'm saying, but everywhere you go from this day forward, the super natural, pregnated. I hear the word pregnated. I hear the word being pregnant, a favor in the belly. So when you spit out, you're going to spit out favor. I don't know what that means, honey. Talk to the Holy Ghost. You must know what you know. Oh, the Spirit of God said, you know what that means. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you know what that means. Don't tell me what it means. I'm not interested. But favor is at your door. And as a matter of fact, it's not at your door. Favor, it's in your door. You feel the presence of God. And you're saying to yourself, what is the word? Confirmation. Is that what you were saying? You were saying you need a confirmation? Really? Well, there's a confirmation. Jehovah Gibbah. Jehovah Nissi comes with your favor. Favor, I was saying, was coming, but no, he said favor is already dear. So, in other words, when you go out, whatever you need in the spirit realm, it is already dear. You got to hold it and drag it into the natural. So, what you're actually doing is a spiritual connection in your spiritual warfare. Because you are warring strategically with the enemy and you are tired. You're so tired and you want to give up. But you said, but I wrote this book and it's not working for me. Where is my affirmation? And the Spirit of God is saying, it's all in favor. My. You see how important it is when we call or prayer or when we call meetings and when you get an unction from the Holy Spirit, be on the call. Because this is not about me. This is about the strategic movements of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to come in and he is going to change your life. It is all about him. It is all about him, King. Welcome on the call tonight. It is all about him. Go into your closet, King. Lay hands on your head, King. And break and bind every generational curse, no matter what it may look like. Call it out. Break it off of you and step into the water and let the water of God wash you. Break and bind the spirit of confusion. Let him wash you from the top of your head. Drive out every ancestral demonic spirit, every spirit of witchcraft, everything that's not of God. Drive it out. I see so many things. I'm not going to call it a. Can you go into your closet? You take a piece of paper and you start writing. Do not tell anybody. They're not going to understand the things that you've been through from you're a boy coming up into manhood. They're not going to understand. So you're going to have to go to your father for yourself and talk to him. He sees your cry. He knows all about you. He knows your ins and your outs. He sees you when you're sitting up over there crying, even when you're younger and under the trees and sitting up there lonely. He sees it. He knows about your inside out. He is your greatest father on the face of the earth. You didn't need another father. All you need was him. Loneliness comes because we don't know who we are in him. So we look for love in all the wrong places. But he's here to tell you tonight, in the effective immediately, turn everything over to him. And him and him alone will fix it. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We worship and we give you praise in the highest. We worship and we give you praise. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. We thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. We thank you, Lord God, for you are King. You are King. There is no other God beside you. Love you, Jehovah Gibba. Love you that you reign. Love you that you're a Jehovah Nisi. Love you that are Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He is a provider. You need that finances from him. You need your credit to be repaired. So you got to talk to the right people because he's going to set up people. He's going to bring people to you. He's going to bring a person to you how to do credit repair. And you will not believe it. See those student loans that you have that you say you want to pay and you're saying you can't pay it. I see not only debt reduction, but I see zero. I see debt cancellation. There is about to be a change in your sapphire. There is about to be a change in your lifestyle. The word of God said, give, and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken in, running over, shall man put into your bosom. Because the same way how you give out is the same way it's going to come back to you. It's going to run after you. It's going to overshadow you and it's going to overtake you. You will have a Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Now, there is an execution under the bottom after 14. So please stand up. If you want to go over to 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, on the bottom part of Deuteronomy 28, please repent and ask God to take you into the sapphire of 1 to 14. Because that's what you need right now. You don't need not God. And you know what? Yes, we got to go through some stuff. Yes, we got to go through some stuff. But at this particular time, we're looking for the supernatural and the natural. Jehovah Jireh. What would you call it? Jehovah Jireh? Your provider? Your supernatural income redeemer? That is what we want tonight. We want that tonight. We want our pocketbooks to be running over. It's running over. You know what? That song. I mean, when the kids used to go to New York, we used to drive 3 hours to go to church at one time in New York. And Clinton Auerbach would just start singing that song. When they get ready to give tithes and offering, he would just start singing, "It's running over." And it's the same thing. It is running over in our lives this night. You're going to come back with testimonies. And I'm going to hear about the testimonies about the homes and the cars and the finances and the debt cancellation and going into the school systems and how you're going to be promoted. And remember, we had a doctor last week online, and she's going to come back with a praise report telling you how the situation on the job changes. We are going to have a whole type of testimonies. You're going to come in, or you may not want to give testimony. Because some people don't want to give testimony. They may just want to go onto the holytabernacle.com and give their testimony, and I'll just go in and read it. Or Sonia, or Destiny, will go in and read it. Because I'm not in the computer all the time. Right now, we have a blog that Destiny put together. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's on the family, and she did it. And gave it over to me today. And Sonia used to write a blog for me one time, long time ago. Oh my God, I love it. But now I have my Destiny, and she replaced my Sonia. They're like the same birds of a feather flock together. and it's beautiful, and I just can't wait to release it when it comes time to send it out, and you'll be able to read it and look it over. And this is the first one here is on the family, because as you know, on Thursday we are doing the Seven Mountains on Thursday nights, the Seven Mountains of Influence in the United States of America. Nowhere else. We're just on this assignment for now. Amen. 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 Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship your holy name. Father, you know what? In you we move. Yes. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Yes, I love that art. Certainly, there's no other person or persons or person beside you. You are our Jehovah Giver. You reign. You are the Jehovah that moves in the mountains, on the hills and in the seas and in the stars and in the skies. You know what I've learned? And it's kind of, I gotta really go and look into it and just sit back and I was going over Genesis 1. And he said the evening and the morning was the first day. And I'm like, I thought they said it's supposed to be 24 hours in a day. But he said the evening and the morning was the first day. So that simply means, honestly, there's only 12 hours in a day. So I'm getting happy because I'm 71 in June. So that means I'm 142 or whatever. I you know what? Look. I mean, this is like amazing to me. I don't know about you, but when I look at it, it didn't say in the morning to the next morning. It says, and the evening. Look, we gotta read it. Look, I'm gonna tell you, we gotta read the scripture for ourselves. We gotta get acquainted with the word of God. And we gotta live our life according to the word. Yes, we're gonna mess up because we're human beings. We understand that. Don't listen to nobody say you don't mess up. The Bible said you gotta get up every day and repent. That's what it says. I didn't make it. Get up every day and ask for forgiveness every single day. I didn't say it. It's in the word. You go find it yourself. And if you don't find it, come back and tell me it's not there. But I know it's in there somewhere. I don't know where, but it's in there. You fall short from the sin or the glory of God, and you ask God to forgive you from all your sins and unrighteousness. That's what it says. That way you can come boldly to the throne of grace and you can seek mercy. So therefore, I come to the throne room and I found out that the evening and the morning was the first day. So instead of me being 71 in June, I will be 140 whatever. Because 70 and 7 make 140 plus. I'm gonna be 142. Hey. Look, we got things to do. We got work to do in the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no lack. Think about that. In heaven, there's no confusion. Think about that. In heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. Heavenly Father, remove every stumbling block out of our way. Let our area where we're standing, where we're sitting, laying down, smiling, eating, let it be a place and a joy. Let it be a place of peace. Jehovah Shalom, come and visit us, Almighty God. We need your help. We need your help, Jehovah. We need peace. Put your hand on your head and call for the Prince of Peace to come and saturate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I need joy. I need peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prince of Peace. My love is in you. My joy is in you, my strength comes through you, oh God. Lord, help me. I need you. I need your love. I need your joy. I need to feel your presence. That's just between me and you, God. I don't want between me and nobody else. I just want you, Lord Jesus. I want to walk in the hills and feel your presence. I want to walk on the plain and feel your presence. I want to go into the water and feel your presence. I want to be on dry land and feel your presence. I want you, Holy Spirit of the living God. I want to know that when I get up in the morning and when I say thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're there with me. I want to, when I go to eat, I know you're with me. You're in my food. You're in my fingers. You're going to teach me how to war. The word of God said, teach my fingers how to war. Teach me how to war. Teach me how to stand. Teach me how to hear from you. I need all these things. I can't do it without you, Lord. I need everything that I need to keep me at bay. I need my arthritis to be gone. I need the mucus in my body to be gone. I need asthmatic to be gone. I need my generation to be saved and delivered. I need this and I need you, Holy Spirit. I need the fire in my house. I need my family saved. I need my children to listen and to walk upright before you, my grandchildren. That means the word of God said the generation of the righteous is blessed. I need to bind up all sickness and disease out of my family structure. Heavenly Father, I need you. Heavenly Father, I need you. Miss Johnson, Miss Jackson, I need you. I need you. Cry out to God. Tell him you need him. Tell him you need him. Help is
Amen.
on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
Amen,
Help is on the way.
amen, amen.
Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Call for Jehovah Gibeah. He's your mighty warrior. He's your strength. He's the one that redeems. Oh my God, I hear the redeeming of the times. That simple means things are going to stand still and it's going to have to stand still. But what's going on right now with you, honey? There have to be a standstill. And he has to come in and he has to change your atmosphere for you. Mighty God, the Lord mighty in battle. When I show up, my Jehovah Gibeah must show up for me. You are a mighty God. You're a God that's more than enough. I talk about Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Let me see where my Bible at. Jeremiah, what did I do with my Bible? Okay. Jeremiah, here you go. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation. So we'll come, I'll come back and find Isaiah. Jeremiah 33. I see abundance of rain and I'm smiling because it looks good. I see the promised land and it looks good. Call unto me. Call unto who? Call unto him. And I will answer thee. And show thee great and mighty things. So we don't know something. We don't know what we need. We don't have it. We can't obtain it. But the Father said, call on me. Holy Spirit, you will lead us. You will guide us into all truth. You will show us things to come. We need you now to come forth. Based on your word, we need revelation knowledge. We need to know how to go forth and how to bring this thing to pass. Wait a minute, where is my thing there? My declaration that I tell you guys to get that book. and make that decree. We need to know. I am going to make some decree over us right now. I'm following the leading of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the anointing for finances last week, the Cyprus anointing. I just have this book and I'm just using that right now. One for favor. You need favor? That's the anointing of Esther, and I said that this night. I said that this night. We need the favor of Esther. We need the Esther anointing. We need the Joseph anointing for business. You want to go in business? You need that anointing. Wisdom. You need wisdom? You need that anointing. If you're a teacher, you need to know how to teach. So you need that anointing. You need the anointing of excellence. You need the leadership anointing. If you're out of balance, you need the balance of Deborah. If you're going through things every single day, and if you can't get out of it, you need to worship. You need to worship God. You need to go into your belly. You need to find that scripture like what David did. You need to go into the Psalms and go into praise and worship. You need to get some music and put it in your house and worship. You need to drive those demonic spirits out of your places, out of your house. Anything that's a rerun. When I say rerun, I mean anything that's happening over and over and over and over. Go to the Holy Spirit and talk to the Holy Spirit about it. Then you go in and you get some scriptures. If you are a musician and sometimes you go to play your guitar or your tambourine or your drums and you start feeling your hand start feeling numb, something ain't right. I see somebody with a numb, their fingers get numb. Something ain't right. Gotta ask God to give you the spirit of Levi's. Levi, they were worshipers in the body of Christ. In that organization, the Levites were the ones that's going in, and the minister and the priest was not able to stand. Because the fire and the anointing of God will come down, and those Levites, when they get ready to praise and worship, the Holy Ghost come in, and the priest did not even have to speak because the Spirit of God will come in and change the atmosphere and set the atmosphere, and healing and deliverance and things will just happen in the Spirit of God in that area where the Spirit of God come in and take charge in the atmosphere. You're praying for some stuff and things are not happening. You ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to intercede. Go buy you some book on intercession. Go buy you some book on supernatural intercession. Spend some time and read. Like I was talking last week, where somebody gave me something when I was in Massachusetts, and the person said, I want you to pray ACTS, Acts, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, and Supplication. ACTS, Acts, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. And go and Google those words and get your concordance and get your Bible and see what those words means. And once you know what they mean, then you go in and then you start praying accordingly. What is adoration? You say, what does adoration mean? So you go and you look up the word adoration. What is adoration? What does it mean? Then you leave from there, you go, confession. What does it mean to confess? Who am I confessing to? What am I confessing? Then you go over to Thanksgiving. What does a person do when they're doing something, when they're giving Thanksgiving to God? So you got to spend some time. What does a person do? What does supplication mean? What are you supplicating for? Who is it interceding? Is interceding for somebody? You got to know they're different. They're different types of prayer, and you got to know which one you need at that given time. You got to. What is supplication? Take a piece of pencil, piece of paper, and start writing. What is confession? What do you want me to confess? Oh, I want you to confess your sin before me. Or supplication? Oh, really? Okay. When I go into supplication, what am I doing? You get those words, and then you get some other meanings. Well, other words in supplication, what does it mean? You don't have to go do it for a whole day. 5 minutes a day, and look it over. One scripture, just trying to memorize one scripture. One scripture. You need finances? You memorize one scripture for finances. And if you get creative, you put two. Healing, one scripture. You get creative, you put two. Deliverance, creative, you put two. Salvation, creative. That's all you're going to get these things into your spirit. That when the enemy comes to say, and start laughing, and just back up and back off and flee. And then the sweetest part about it, when you read in Colossians, because I love that scripture, that my daddy, through his son Christ Jesus, make a show of them openly. That simple mean if I go out there, honey, to somewhere, honey, and somebody showed up. And I go out there and I start smiling because I know I won my prize. Put it like this. If you're going out there to fight somebody in a boxing ring, you're supposed to be out there at 9 o'clock. You showed up for 9 o'clock. The trophies are on the table because you're going to be boxing, say, until everything is over. You're over there 9 o'clock waiting in the ring. 10 o'clock waiting in the ring. 11 o'clock waiting in the ring. 12 o'clock waiting in the ring. 1 o'clock they said the winner is and they gave you the trophy. It's the same concept. You don't have to fight. You already won because Jesus did it for you. He made a show and he whooped the enemy's butt for you and me. We are armed and we are dangerous in this earth. When them demons see us, they need to run and scream, just like they did when Jesus showed up. Because he said, greater power. Why? Because now I'm sitting at the right hand of the Father. Father, I'm leaving this. I'm just paraphrasing what he says in John. I'm leaving them, Lord. My daddy, I'm leaving them. I'm not going to take them out of the world. You send me, so now I'm sending them. Oh, Holy Father. Consecrate them, oh God, I pray. Look, you got to preach yourself happy. How are you going to preach yourself happy? You're going to preach yourself happy when you know the word of God. Give you happiness when you know the word of God is life. When you know the word of God, get rid of darkness and give light. Jesus was sitting up there with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and darkness, like we talk about. No light, it was dark. And he just said, you know what, we want this thing to change, let's change it. Let there be light. What happened? Effective immediately comes light. Let there be light. Bum, 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 light. Let there be light. Bum, 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 light. At the evening and the morning was the first day. Let there be light. Let there be finances. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be joy. And effective immediately, if we say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, we will have what we say. Father God, in the mighty name that is above every single name, the name in the heavens and the name on the earth, Alamose, Remange le Boshe, Kiramande le Ba. Father, I am speaking to you. I am building up my sail, and I am coming over to Matthew 16, verse 19. Let me read it back to you, Daddy. Let me read it back to you, Dada. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yes, sir. Bongele boku ramandele ma. Sedele kotaya la boke le. Matthew 16, verse 19. Yes, God. Yes, God. And if you back it up to Matthew 18 and verse 18, instead of two of us are together, there you are in the midst. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. That means in heaven there is nothing against the word of God. So whatever we need, we are going to come now and we are going to release it on the earth. So Father God, we extend our hands to you in the heavens right now, and we say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. We release favor in the east, favor in the west, favor in the north, favor in the south, abundance, healing, deliverance, sanctification, righteousness, holiness, dan, lebe, soko, rama, yete, lebe, kita, shato, meyete, songola, ikita. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you, we praise you, we worship you. There's no other God beside you. In you, we move and we have our being. We worship you, we worship you, mighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Touch our hands, touch our mouths, touch our eyes, touch, 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 touch. Kelebato, kamarame, sekeleba. Touch, Lord. Touch in the next. Touch in the west. Touch. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise tonight. And Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise or we give you worship. Father, we give you praise or we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. I bow now before you, Almighty God, and I come out of the heavens and I come back here on this earth and I give you praise and I give you worship. I give you praise and I give you worship. No other God beside you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day and we say, let your kingdom come now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hey! I want to say thank you guys for being on the Zoom or the call tonight. May the favor of God run after you. May the favor of God supernatural cover you. Everywhere that you go and place your hands, I call for the fire of God to come in and to change the atmosphere. Give the vapor of the land to be saturated, and your being will be entwined with the photo of God, with the word of God, with the photo that when you see it, you see the replica of the Spirit of God and the word of God moving like a magnet. And you say, wow, wow. Let your kingdom reign. Let your kingdom reign and let your will be done. This day I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. I give God thanks for you tonight. Keep me in your prayers. Keep my family in your prayers. And I will keep you all in prayers. May the blessings of the Lord run after you. May he overshadow you and overtake you. And we can all declare, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day we pray. Amen and amen. Glory.
Amen, amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a good night. God bless you guys.